Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
New York is going to win.
That'll make Andy happy.
Who's Andy?
And James Strebel.
Andy what?
Sweeney, the program director, host of The Take.
Oh, the guy that used to be on 4 o'clock?
No. He's still on 3 o'clock.
Thanks for that, Mike.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Play a little bit, process. Settle down. I'm not a Diener.
I screwed up. I played the same song. I'm very embarrassed.
I know what you did. It's fine. It's okay. We're playing it. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Strebel's happy.
All right, good.
Big thank you to George and Company at Barno's. Barno's by the bridge, dropping off some lunch today to the ESPN Louisville studios. If you're thinking lunch or dinner this weekend, tailgate, whatever you need, they got you covered. And all Barno's locations delivering alcohol, carry out delivery, they got you covered. Support local today. Yeah, it's that good. It is Barno's Pizza. Or as Locke used to say, Barno's.
Barno's.
Have you seen any of the Locke's stuff today?
Yes.
Now, process, have you seen any of this today?
No, I still have PTSD from yesterday.
Okay, well, I tell you, here's what we'll do. We'll get into that in the 5 o'clock hour.
Oh, yeah. It's a big-time Locke social media post today.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
You'll love this,
Woo!
Process.
He's hot and bothered.
You'll absolutely love this. He crushes an entity, a company.
Yes.
So we'll get to that as well. 437-968 at UPS Jobs text line. We'll read some of those as we go today. I want to play this Bruce Feldman sound for you. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay. Does that sound great to you?
Sounds great, Andy.
Strebel's happy. It sounds great.
Yes.
He's got a BL.
I do.
He's listening to a little Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
You're feeling good
now. Feeling good on a Friday. It's Friday. Weekend's on the horizon.
Wife worked this weekend?
She does. Oh. Yes. So.
Process, yeah. Your boy here is going to have a weekend.
Hooray.
Strebel is going to have a weekend.
Yes.
What's the beer over under this weekend?
I don't know because I got to do the post game show at 7:30 is the game. So it kind of puts a dent in my drinking day. Because I can't go in the air like tanked. I mean, number one, I'm driving. Number two, that wouldn't be good for anybody.
Well, have Enns take you home.
Oh,
have Enns take you home.
That sounds like a fun time, actually.
He's writing down on a piece of paper. He doesn't want to know where he lives. Oh, my goodness.
I don't have to go back and get my car the next day from
I will drive you.
No, don't worry. I'm fine.
Yeah, you do have to pay me. I mean, look.
You do have to pay him.
I charge Mark Blankenbaker, yeah.
Yeah, no one else is doing that, by the way. Like, the rest of us, like, only Diener and Blank are the only ones at the radio station paying you hundreds of dollars to drive them around.
Yeah.
The rest of us aren't doing that process.
Thank you for that process.
Thank you for offering, but that's not the world I'm living in.
No, I know that. Look, Diener gave me $75 one time to bring in the iRig from the station to his house.
75?
Yeah, he's like, I'll give you $75 if you bring the iRig to me right now. I'm like... Done.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Hell yes, a good gig for you, process.
Oh, you would have done a lot less, or a lot more, I should say, for $75.
Yeah.
Probably.
All right, this is Bruce Feldman. He was on earlier with Bobby V.
The V Show.
Yes,
okay.
The V Show with Bob Valvano. And he asked about Mark Stoops. Take a listen.
All right.
I think he knows he's got a good situation there, but I also know how many playoff games has Kentucky been to? How many top 10 seasons have been there in the past? It's like, are you going to be on the same footing with Georgia is in your division. Florida, who you just beat, you know, it's like, even when they have down years, they're still really good. And that's not to speak of what's in the rest of the West. I just think it's like, they can commit to more to resources. They can pay him and his staff more. But ultimately, it's like compared to the rest of the SEC, I don't think anyone's going to say it's a top five job in that league. I mean, just being honest, you know. So I'm interested to see what his options are going to be. You know, is he a guy who, like I said, he worked at Miami and Florida State. If those jobs come open, if I was one of those schools, I would look seriously at Mark Stoops. You know, and it's just I don't think, and again, you guys are there, but I don't think nationally people have paid enough attention to what mm-hmm. he has done and what that staff has done with Kentucky football. And, you know, I think they're going to start to know more in the next couple of weeks as they see the wins keep piling up and they keep, you know, moving up the rankings.
How about that?
Sounds like Stoops is leveraging for some more cash.
Well, I mean,
throwing some stuff out there via Bruce Feldman.
I think here's what it is. Mm-hmm. I don't think Mark Stoops is going to leave, but I think Mark Stoops is going to welcome to be wanted.
I get with that. I know you're. Yeah,
and Miami scares me a little bit. Miami would be the one, because Iowa's never going to happen. No one wants to go to Nebraska, right? I mean, Michigan's not firing Harbaugh.
No.
Florida State is not going to fire Mike Norvell. I mean, that is the thought process.
That's a lot of money.
That's what I'm working under, not because they may like him or dislike him, I mean.
The money.
Just because of the finances around paying three coaches or whatever is not a smart one. Teams get into that. We've seen Tennessee get into that. So I mean, to me, like Nebraska, like, nah, you would stay at Kentucky. That's like when Charlie Strong turned down Tennessee to stay at Louisville.
Sure.
It's a very similar thing.
It really is. I mean, Nebraska.
I think Stoops wants his name in the news this year. That's what I think.
He's never been really, like, courted overtly. Like, he's
He never has. We've never had that conversation with him.
The closest it came, we talked about a little yesterday, the closest it came is he had a conversation with Florida State. What, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever it was, it never went further than that. It was a conversation, that was it. But I think you're right. I think Stoops doesn't want just the national media pats on the back and look at what he's doing in Kentucky. He wants to be wanted. He wants to be like, see, Mitch.
He's making over $5 million a year. He's going to make more. That's what the money's for.
He's going to make.
As Don Draper would say, that's what the money's for.
That's a great drop by you. Don Draper, that's a great show.
Process has to think it's overrated. I know he does.
What, Mad Men?
Yeah.
I like Mad Men. It's cool.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it
there
is cool.
Go.
That's exactly right. It's cool.
Makes you want to smoke.
Yeah, smoke and drink.
And drink
your
out
office.
Of a decanter, yeah.
Yeah, that's the best thing. They just he had a liquor cart.
You damn right he did.
In his office is 9 a.m., little bourbon on the rocks for Don Draper.
How about
that? That was great. He lived an interesting life. He's not a real person. But anyway.
I would hope so. It was written for him by professionals.
Oh, goodness.
But, no, I agree
so
with
there
you.
Go.
I think Stoops does want to be wanted. I think he wants a little bit of that action. A little bit. You know, Vince Merrill's been courted. Clint got courted, and he eventually went away. He's had assistant coaches. Matt House got courted. He went away. He's had everybody but him has been given – real opportunities outside of Kentucky. He's like, you're right. He's probably sitting around like, everybody wants everybody but me. Like, what about Stoops? What about Buttermilk? When am I going to get Miami knocking my door down after they kick Manny Diaz. To the curb? I can see that. I mean, hell, Big Dog was able to leverage for more money. He's like, when's my turn?
Texas says, worry about the Miami job. Texas says, Jamie is about to sound like Louisville fans talking about Charlie Strong. Well, I got into this argument. The difference between Louisville and Kentucky historically has been Louisville's never been able to have the hammer. Now, that doesn't mean that you keep coaches. Coaches leave all the time. Mm-hmm. What it means is they've never had the conference and the finances. They never paid a coach until somewhat recently.
Right.
Kentucky, because of the TV contract that they're in the SEC, which is only going up the second that they redo that deal and you have Texas and Oklahoma join. I mean, Mark Stoops is going to get whatever he wants for an indoor facility. And if he wants to make $6 million a year, he will. And in a couple years, if there's a coordinator that needs to make Brent Venables money, I think that money would be there as well. Like, I'm not kidding. I just don't know how much. We don't know anything about what Mark Stoops thinks about another job.
Nothing.
Nothing, because you mentioned him not being courted. That is true, and because it's true, we've never went through this.
No.
And Louisville's been through it so many times.
They went through it last year a little bit.
I mean, a little bit.
Yeah.
That we've been now a number of years. Joker Phillips was not a wanted coach.
No. Nope.
Rich Brooks was an old man.
No one wanted
him. An older man at the end of his career.
Right.
I mean, it has been, it's been two decades plus since we've done this with Kentucky football, where Mark Stoops is answering uncomfortable questions. I believe all of this is still touching the money. There's a lot of touching the money going on right now in BBN land.
How else are you supposed to talk about it, though?
I don't know.
If they're 5-0 and you're playing, how are you supposed to talk about that?
What do you mean? Talk about what?
Like being 5-0 and like the.
Well, you tell
future.
Me. You're the Big Blue Nation member.
I'm asking you.
You picked against them.
How do you not touch the money in this situation?
You don't do autograph signings the day after the game.
They're not the only ones doing that. Louisville players do that.
Do they?
I'm sure the day after they played Central Florida, Marshawn Ford was in our studios cutting a promo. They did it.
He was very good at doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy.
Well, you're the one that didn't think they were going to win last week or this week.
But that's when the conversation changed, right? Now the conversation, they beat Florida. If they're 5-0, are we supposed to be like, whatever.
Who's doing that? Everyone's kissing Kentucky's bleep.
I mean, what else are we supposed to feel?
I believe Kentucky fans have counted this up as a win. 100%. I believe 9 out of 10 Kentucky fans have already counted this as a win.
Yeah, I agree with that.
An interesting spot to be in.
It really is. That's what makes, if they lose, it would be such
I wouldn't count it as a win.
But you are counting it as a win.
How do you know? I haven't predicted the game yet.
You said all week how much you think LSU stinks and they're going to collapse and they're not a bowl team.
Right. They got to beat somebody. They could beat Kentucky.
They could. No,
they could beat Kentucky.
But you don't have any respect for LSU.
That doesn't mean anything. I don't have any respect for Chattanooga, and Kentucky almost lost to them.
Yeah, that was good for
I don't have any respect for South Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who says I have respect for Kentucky?
I think you do. A little bit.
I think you respect some
players on their team. Is that accurate? Maybe not the entire team, but some players on the team.
Yes.
I have no respect
for Kentucky's pass offense. No.
There's no reason you should.
I don't have any.
I mean, outside of Wandell Robinson, doing magic tricks on the field, there really isn't much to be in love with there.
All right, so Candid, let's do this. 437-9680. Well, I wanted to get to some of these all week, and we never did. And quite frankly, it's no offense to these football games. They bore me after we've done this, after we've done this every single day.
Yes.
So Matt Norlander, Gary Parrish, and others there at CBS Sports, they did anonymous coaches. And they kind of an odd way to say it. They asked questions to anonymous coaches in college basketball, okay?
Yes.
Various questions. And today's was, who will be the best team in college basketball this season?
Oh, I missed that one.
Okay.
Okay. I have an idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gonzaga.
I figure they'd be number one.
28%.
UCLA next?
UCLA, 23%.
Okay.
Texas.
Oh.
13%.
Really?
Kansas, 11%.
They always do that with Kansas.
Purdue, 10%.
Ugh.
Villanova, 7%. Michigan, 6%.
They're better than half
Duke,
those teams.
2%.
That's ridiculous.
That's
college basketball writers.
There you go.
That's all that is, Andy.
This is coaches. They ask coaches.
Oh, sorry. That's even worse.
They ask coaches.
That's even worse.
Where's Kentucky?
That's my question.
They're not there.
And I don't mind that they're not there. That's fine that they're not there. But having Michigan as low as they are and having Duke and Purdue on the list, period, is laughable. That's fine. Those anonymous coaches, you know this.
I don't know anything.
You know those coaches don't. None of those coaches like John Calipari except for like three of them. I mean, who likes John Calipari? Seriously, you can count on one hand the amount of coaches
who does that, like that, who are his buddies? I'm trying to think now. Tom Crean wasn't that
so
one
much
of them.
Anymore.
Not
I
so much
think.
Anymore.
Yeah, I think he likes.
Well, no, it's not.
Rick Barnes.
Rick
Barnes is his buddy.
John Calipari and Rick Barnes are buddies. Is
yeah,
that it?
I think that might be it.
Is that
I mean,
it?
They don't. Like, he doesn't like them. They don't like him. So that none of that surprises me.
I mean, it's
me.
Unbelievable.
Like I'm
they're not even part of it.
I'm fine that they're not on the list. Like I get it. Like they got a lot to prove.
Well,
that doesn't.
We're not done yet. We're not done
some
yet.
More John Calipari slander from other coaches.
There's other
go.
Things.
All right.
Who's going to be the face of college basketball now that K's gone?
This is the one I saw.
Cal was third on that list behind Izzo and Jay Wright.
Izzo's the worst.
And only 3 percentage points ahead of Tony Bennett.
Yeah, that one makes me angrier than the other one. Because I get Jay Wright. Like, I really do. Like, I understand. Jay Wright's got 2 national titles. He wins a ton of games. He's respected.
Right.
People love him. Like, I get Jay Wright. I do not get Tom Izzo. That dude hasn't done a damn thing. A damn thing in forever. And you can say whatever you want about Cal or whatever. That's fine. I mean, Izzo's not done bleep.
Here's what I want to say. Here's what I want to say about
Izzo. That
guy's
the biggest overrated bum out there. I hate Tom Izzo. I can't stand him. Oh, I'm so sick of Tom Izzo. He won a national title back in 2005, 2006.
Plus, he's had players get in some trouble
like
off the
big
court.
Trouble.
Like disturbing things that just like went away.
Yeah.
Like Tom Izzo went an entire half of the year just reading one phony statement. After press conferences.
Yeah, I mean, it was one after the other, after the other, after the other. The Tom Izzo love in college basketball is probably the thing that irks me the most outside of Coach K, because at least Coach K is like, yeah, champion, champion, champion. I got it. Tom Izzo is the biggest choker in the tournament,
oh,
the most
Lord
overrated
heavens.
Coach in the tournament. He doesn't even win the Big Ten regularly. He does it. He does it.
Yeah, but he has a bunch of Final Fours. It's when he gets to the Final Fours team, you know.
Yeah, pees down their leg.
Yeah, they pee down their leg.
Yeah, I mean,
you know
but
what
it's
it
been
is?
A long time since that, too.
You know what it is, and Brad says he'll love this. My take, which is correct, that Jim Brown, you know, I mean, compared to players now,
sure.
is overrated.
Yes.
Okay? And that crushed Pratt
oh,
and Issel.
Oh, you're a moron.
Yeah, it crushed Pratt and Issel, okay? By the way, Process, I want to do a bit fake Issel. A couple times a week. It could be a short bit. You could just record it. You can give a take on anything
that's
going on in sports, and then that's it. Doesn't have to be a long take, okay? It could just be whatever.
Not the NFL
short
thing.
Old guy takes, yeah.
Yeah, just short old guy takes, and we can just throw them on the air for a couple minutes and have some fun.
I like that.
But this is college basketball sports writers.
Yeah.
You just crush them with the Tom Izzo.
Yeah.
Like that's their holy grail.
Oh, it is. They love him. I'm surprised. You know what? I'm surprised Bill Self's not up there a little bit. Just I know he's in trouble, and like he's a scoundrel. Like I get that, but I'm shocked that Bill Self
he's not anywhere. It's hard to even find him in this candid coaches thing.
I know.
Anywhere.
Well, that's fine.
I
that's
mean,
what
Villanova.
Happens,
I mean, goodness gracious.
That's what happens when you win 9
holy
games.
Cow.
I get it. I get it. That's what happens when you win 9 games. That's what's going to make this season, Andy. Even more fun when all these sourpusses have to sit there and watch Cal win and watch Cal reemerge into greatness, and they're gonna go, oh, they're gonna be sad. Don't look here. Look, Coach K's retiring. Don't pay attention to what's going
it's
on
it's gonna be.
Anywhere else.
That's how it's gonna be.
It's not gonna matter when any coach
they're
does.
They're gonna get
any
him a rocking chair like Louisville. Is Chris Mack gonna have to buy him something?
He is.
Is Kenny Klein gonna have to buy him like a blanket or something? Please.
I hope Chris Mack goes to like a Cracker Barrel.
No, nah, Chris Mack's going to buy him an audio recorder.
You never know when this might come.
Process
in.
I'm sorry.
That was not a well-timed joke.
I hate
you.
Myself.
Yeah, if you're going to,
I'm going to go crawl in the corner.
You don't need a recorder. You have your phone now.
Yeah,
yeah. This is not old journalism. We had to go buy a special recorder.
Yeah. That's okay.
I just use the iPhone.
Back when Mike Lupica was
creamed himself into this chair.
Back when Mike Lupica was roaming the earth.
Yeah. Interviewing.
Texas says, does Strebel still want Vince Merrill to be the head coach?
No, I was just, you know, I was just fooling around.
Texas says, Izzo now is Calipari in 5 years. Only more titles and more Final Fours.
He doesn't have more titles. He has the same amount of titles. Dope. He has one.
Texas says,
don't pay attention.
Like coaches are going to vote. Cheater Cal is the face of college basketball.
That cheating son of a... Again, self-awareness, Louisville fans. Self-awareness.
Texas says, yeah, the guy with a 38-0 team isn't a choker. I mean, that's great.
That...
I mean, no, it's funny because 38-0. That guy's the choker.
Yeah. 38-0. Win 38 games straight. Yeah. But tell me when you win 30 games, Louisville fan. Man. I mean, no self-awareness. They call people cheaters. Then they make fun of a coach for winning 38 straight games, but they haven't seen 30 wins in how long? How long's it been? It's been a while. It's still going to be a while.
Poor Ethan Moore today was on with Diener. He's like, just get me to the Sweet 16.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, like, just get me to the Sweet 16. And that, it made me sad a little bit. And you know what else made me sad today?
What?
Seeing T-Will in the orange jumpsuit. It made me sad.
It's one of those things.
Even
like,
though I kind of feel like I'm not surprised by it at all.
Right.
And now, like, I even noticed this. Stillman came over the hill.
Jared Stillman?
There's been several people that have done that. Be like, T-Will's always been selfish. I met him 10 years ago when he was an AH.
He's a knucklehead.
Yeah, even Stillman took a swipe at him.
Did he really?
The guy's going to prison for like 10 years.
Just leave him alone.
Leave him alone. Let him be a prisoner.
It's bad enough. He's got it bad enough right now. He doesn't need Jared Stillman in Nashville with the Woo Girls on the yacht saying, I had an interaction with him back in 2004, and he was a jerk to me.
It's a pontoon boat, okay? It's not a yacht. Yeah.
He'll tell you it's a yacht.
Speaking of IG girls, you'll like this, or you know, just Stillman and
yes,
you know, all of his thing. We're not going to do this now because we want some more time.
Yeah.
But we were thinking about going for a couple days to, like, South Beach.
Oh, really?
And all I could think of is, what if I see one of these IG models that I recognize?
What would you do?
I have no idea.
What if, like, you're
if I see Kiki, what do I do?
I know you're...
Like, honestly, what would I do?
You're on your beach towel, you know? You're just on the beach hanging out.
What would I do?
Kiki's walking by.
I mean, I have to say something.
String bikini.
Yeah, I would have to say something.
You know Koopa-san.
I mean, I'd have to say something.
Like, I know you.
I mean, I would look like how I would look. It would be would be an ugly scene. But
I think you would be. What would you say?
I don't have any idea. I have no idea. I have none.
Man, that's a great question.
Hey, I'm Tim Couch.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know who Tim Couch is?
You know who I'm Zach Wilson.
You know who No, I mean, Zach Wilson looks like a... He looks like the young Republican.
That is really
the only way to say it. He looks like a young Republican.
He does, but man.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. We'll take a break. By the way, Will Wade just got the number 15 kid in the 2022 class. Five star.
Not like the number one
Will
kid
Wade,
or
Julian
the number
Phillips.
Four kid or the number
whatever.
No, I'm
not saying it's a Kentucky thing. I mean, Will Wade's getting a five star.
He is.
And that
he
has
does.
To piss off everybody.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it.
Tom
it's
Izzo's
great.
Bad.
No, it's great. Julian Phillips, I don't know who he is, but he's the number two power forward. He'd be committed to LSU. That's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, Wade doing work.
Oh, man. Let's take a break. 437-9680. Lee Sterling joins us next.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
All right. Can you do the Andy look ahead?
Yeah, all right. By the way, I just started standing up.
And James Strebel.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday edition of The Take. We got James Strebel. His wife is hiding a pickle. We'll find out where. Pat 40 in the 4 o'clock hour. We got Sam Vecenie in the 5 o'clock hour. It's a loaded episode of The Take. Plus, what is Crean doing with IU? We're going to find out. He's going to eat a whole pizza. Two whole pizzas, maybe. Yeah, it's a Wednesday edition of The Take.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Yes, sir.
Always appreciate that one. Hey, reminder, tonight coming up, Red Sox Rays. We'll join that after Inside Churchill Downs at 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Pre- and post-game coverage coming up on Saturday. We'll tell you more about that as we go. But it's 420. You'll know what that means on a Friday. It means we talk some football and some gambling with our good friend Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports, ParamountSports.com, 800-497-41. Lee, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Baseball as we're talking football for the weekend just seems to make things go a little quicker and more fun. So whenever I got baseball or some other sport or something like even golf, I'm all for it.
So Lee's with us. Again, he's on fire right now. We'll tell you more about that. He's won six in a row. You can go to ParamountSports.com, see all the recent results, 8 of 11. We'll tell you about the Locktober. I know that's still going on. We'll get to the Cards. We'll get to the Cats, obviously, this weekend and some other games. I ask you this every single time, whether it be even the baseball playoffs or your college football. I mean, we saw Arkansas and we saw Ole Miss not being able to go up in weight class. A big week in the NFL. The last week or so, what have you noticed that's interested you the most?
Well, it's we've seen a couple teams like the Rams get way up for the Bucks, and they knocked them off, and then the Chargers. I mean, I think that might have been a program-changing win for them against the Raiders. So, yeah, in the NFL, you can get up 1 week, but tough to get back up the second.
Yeah, no, it's I'm a New York Giants fan, so I'm ready for the Cowboys to do what they usually
do. Up any week there, right?
Yeah. Yes, that seems to be the case.
But hey, one in a row.
It's better than zero in a row, so there you go.
Right.
I'm looking at our sheet here, and we have Wake Forest and Syracuse in the ACC, and I'm seeing the line at around 6.
Yep.
And to me, that sounds crazy, but I don't know anything. So Wake Forest and Syracuse, let's dive into some games. The ACC, what do you make of this one, Lee?
So Syracuse finally has a healthy offensive line this year, but their quarterback, Garrett Schrader, the transfer from Mississippi State, no threat to run at all. I mean, he is he just drops back.
He's like Big Ben. He's a refrigerator.
Yeah, he drops back, and their best play is he drops back and runs. 2-to-1 run-to-pass ratio. Wake Forest is getting takeaways, and that'll win a lot of games, plus 7 in turnover ratio this year. They've scored at least 35 points in all 5 games this year. It's not like they have a look-ahead game next week. It's only Army. The Cuse is also 1-12 as a dog, getting three or more points here. I like Wake Forest, 42-28.
Yeah, I mean, Wake Forest, they can score some points. I mean, we know they're going to be able to
score.
They
might be the best team.
Well, they might be the best team in the ACC, which is a freak show if that's the case.
Right.
You know, a little old Wake Forest, you know, with 5,000-6,000 students beating some of the big boys. Well, I was there at Kroger Field last week, Lee, with Kentucky, Florida. Can Kentucky get up again here, favored by a field goal over LSU, who obviously it's a tenuous situation there for Orgeron. Yeah. Interested your thoughts on this game. It's been one of the bigger games we've talked about all year.
So Kentucky is better hunting than being hunted. And LSU, they are better off mentally off of a loss. They seem to play harder. I just thought the Florida game plan and the game play calling was just poor last week. It's like they were in a sometimes after you lose to Alabama, you're in a funk the next week. It was like they were in a two-week funk and never came out of it here. Last time Kentucky was favored over LSU, all the way back in 1999 with Gary DiNardo. LSU, believe it or not, everyone thinks that they're real good at home. They're actually better on the road. 14-3 against the spread run on the road. I just think they have better athletes, guys that can make the play, catch a ball and go the distance. Give me LSU. Wrong team is favored, 23-20.
23-20 LSU. I'm seeing a little bit of that, so that's going to be an interesting game. Louisville favored by a couple. We'll see where this line ends. There's going to be offense. Louisville and Virginia are going to score. I tend to think if Louisville loses, it's going to look a lot like we saw with Virginia. Just couldn't get a stop or two, couldn't score that extra score. But I don't know. What do you think of the game 3 o'clock on Saturday?
So Louisville's passing game improving as the season's progressing here. And they even ran last year on Virginia. Everyone runs on Virginia. They ran 39 times for 317 yards. The Virginia defense, they just don't make plays in space here. Their defense gave up 28 points to a backup, a kid, redshirt freshman, who all before the game last week had played against Central Connecticut State, gave up 28 points and should have given up more. Host 6-1 against the spread in the series, and the Bill 5-0 against the spread run here is a home favorite. I like the Bill here, 37-30.
All right, there we go. You got Louisville there. So there you go. That's going to make Cardinal fans. They need to win this one.
Right.
Going into a bye, 50-50 game. Boston College in a couple weeks will be a 50-50 game. These next two games, Lee, are huge if Louisville's going to get to a bowl game, maybe win 7 games. The big one there, what's it, Sunday Night Football, the biggest, this is a big game. Buffalo and Kansas City, KC favored by 2. We have not seen them click yet this season.
Nope.
What do you make of this one? Do you like Buffalo?
Okay, so I think Buffalo's the better team. And they might end up getting home field advantage in the end, but they're really banged up in the secondary. I mean, their top two corners are right now maybe 75-80%. I think both will probably play. But Poyer, they're maybe their best defensive back and safety, he's a game-time decision. So what they like to do is they like to funnel everything from the outside into both safeties, and he and Micah Hyde. And, you know, if you don't have all hands on deck, you're not going to beat Kansas City. Also, right. Buffalo doing a lot of smack talking in the offseason, a lot of their players talking about if they had 4 or 5 minutes more, they would have won that game. But remember, Patrick Mahomes went out of that game in the third quarter with a concussion. So I think this is a great situational play here for Kansas City. I think that it's going to be a shootout, but I'll take the home team, the Chiefs here, 37-30.
I just wonder how many times Kansas City, now that we know, you know, since we've known the last few years who Mahomes is, that they've right. only been a two-point favorite over a team. I would imagine that's not something that really happens. People around here are going to be watching. Baltimore favored by a touchdown. This is the Monday night game. We'll have the Baltimore broadcast on 93.9. We'll have the Colts on 680 and 105.7. Indianapolis, it's, you know, it's been a rough year, but they do beat your Dolphins down there. You knew that was yep. going to happen. Favored by a touchdown. What do you make of this game for Baltimore?
I think Indianapolis was gifted a win last week. I'm watching the game a second time, and what do I see in that game? I see Indianapolis, they're playing Miami, and Miami, they probably missed 7 or 8 reads, their quarterback, Brissett. So they should have lost that game. Miami probably played their worst game of the year. They just don't have any playmakers here. Also, they haven't played this type of offense all year. And when you're coming from playing stationary quarterbacks, drop-back quarterbacks, to a dual-threat quarterback, and they like to push the ball down the field, bad matchup here. I like Baltimore, 30-17.
All right, so it's still October, I assume. ParamountSports.com, 800-497-41. What you got cooking this weekend? And like I said, you guys on a run, 6 in a row here. I'm looking at the NFL, 8 of 11. What you got cooking this weekend for the listeners?
Well, October continues. It's not October here at Paramount Sports. We call it Locktober. You can get 4 weeks. We've had an incredible run in the football. 4 weeks, just $297. If you want to get the baseball, what a run we've had. 4 months baseball run here. Just $97 for everything through the World Series. So just check us out. And go to the website. I have a lot of free pick videos. So let's say there's another game, you know, you're hoping to hear, you didn't hear it, you know, something like Iowa, Penn State, Oklahoma, Texas, Alabama, Texas A&M, or Georgia, Auburn. All those videos are up and available, two and a half minute videos each. You can watch those and see my breakdowns and predictions on those games. Everything's up and available, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, take care. We'll talk with you next week. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Take care.
There we go. Little Lee Sterling. I got to turn you back on. Sorry, the dogs were making noise around your feet.
Yeah, there you go.
He likes himself some LSU this weekend.
Yeah, he's not right all the time, you know.
There we go. I mean, How about that?
He's exactly the opposite of me in both picks. So it's me versus Lee.
Yeah, but he's not. He doesn't have emotion in it like you
do. He doesn't. I do. I have emotion. Absolutely.
You have a lot of emotion.
A lot of emotion.
You have a lot of emotion.
I'm an emotional man.
So you and Ence are going to be watching the game then, because Ence isn't going up there.
Yes.
And I know he's not happy about that, but, you know.
You know, sometimes things happen, you know. I'll be there at halftime.
Okay.
After halftime, I'll be there watching the second half with him. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm looking
forward
to it.
We should bring Kellen into the studio with him. That's what you should
do. He's not going to be.
Where's Kellen?
He's going to be at my, remember, because since my wife's working, he's at the grandparents'
house. Oh, there you go.
Because it's a late game, so I was like, I didn't want my mom watching them and have to drive home at like 1 a.m.
There you go.
So, yeah, they're going to be my parents' house, so I'll be there around halftime or so.
Well, there you go.
He's bringing chili.
Is he really?
He is. He told me yesterday he had a little chili. I'm looking forward to that.
Is he making that for the lady?
I don't know. I don't know. I could be just getting leftover chili. Maybe he's making it for the lady.
You got to mark that. You got to mark that for next week.
I was caught off guard.
What a haymaker.
I was caught off guard.
Does Process know that Ence has a significant other?
Ence does?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, good for him.
It was a secret for a long time, but then yeah, that weasel.
Right?
A weasel. Weaseled out. Blew his cover.
Huh. Well, good for him. Good for you, Wentz. That's very nice.
Texas says nice. Lee Sterling is a Louisville fan.
Yeah. Yeah, Lee's just draped in cardinal red head to toe.
Letting his card flag fly.
Yeah.
Texas says Lee Sterling putting Big Rig in a body bag.
How'd he put me in a body bag?
Texas says, guys, I haven't listened much all week. Has Round Daddy picked UK over LSU, or is he scared of the wrong pick sound? No, you picked Kentucky.
I've had Kentucky. That's another
since
thing.
Since Wednesday.
I've been Monday. I said I expected them to win on Monday.
Well, you said it was okay if they lost.
Yes, I said that, but I also said I expected them to win. I picked them to win ever since Monday. So I've been consistent. Kentucky beats LSU since Monday. I've not flip-flopped. I've not waffled. I said they're going to win. They're going to win tomorrow. Tomorrow night. Party time. ESPN 680, 105.7, 1030.
In the studios.
Join the call in and celebrate again.
Texas says, surprise, Strebel didn't threaten to fight Lee Sterling.
I don't threaten to fight anybody. I haven't threatened a person to fight since, I mean, it's been at least 15 years, probably more than that.
What a veto by you, by the way.
Well, I know. Just right there.
What an absolute veto by you.
I wasn't expecting the girlfriend comment. It always throws me.
Neither did I. I didn't think I was. I thought you were talking about Kellen.
Does Kellen have a little girlfriend?
There's a girl in his class that likes him.
Nice, isn't it really?
Yeah, and he likes her, but he doesn't know what to do.
Does the ass out hug?
What
does he what?
I said the uncomfortable hug.
No, he doesn't hug. No, he's 9 years old. He doesn't understand. He's just like, she's cute. Well, and she thinks I'm cute.
Well, that's how about it.
Yeah, yeah. So there's that.
Well, you need to help him then.
He needs to talk to this
young lady.
You got to give him the talk.
He does talk to her. No,
well, that's already we've already done, we've already yeah it's. You guys halfway did the talk.
Halfway did the talk, yeah. Right? Yeah, halfway did the talk. But, I told him, like, yeah, if you like her, you know, tell her so. That's what I told him. Like, be her friend, and then, you know, whatever happens later.
Be her friend.
Yeah.
No, that's not good advice.
No.
That's
terrible advice.
No, it's like, be her friend, and if it goes from there, it goes from there. They're 9 years old.
I don't like that.
You don't have a nine-year-old, so.
Yeah, that's also fair.
No.
What am I going to tell them?
You don't want to teach the kid the friend zone at nine.
I'm not teaching them the friend zone. I'm teaching them, like, don't be overbearing and
weird.
That's
how you end up like Crean.
Yeah, I'm just like, hey.
How did you not go Stillman there? How did process not go Stillman right there?
I got Crean in my crosshairs right now. I love the kid.
Do you
but
really?
I'm also,
why do you
because
have
I'm working right now and I would like to go home.
That's fair.
I mean, process, you're not wrong. I mean, Crean's like gone every weekend. Like, I had to be like, buddy, you know, like, we do have football going on. Like, what's happening here?
You had the Vegas weekend, the turn into Chicago
the
weekend.
Vegas weekend, Chicago weekend, an eye patch weekend.
Now he's got the Texas weekend.
A Texas, Mexico weekend.
Yeah, my goodness. That's a good point by you. Crean is not around during football season.
Texas says, Sweeney, man, you taking 7 points in your G-men, or are you gutless? Oh, no, I would take the Cowboys. I'd take the Cowboys to win, but... I don't know. If you touch that game, you got to touch the Cowboys. That's the way I would do
it. Where is the game? Well, not that it matters, but where is the game?
Dallas.
Thank you for that.
That's great analysis. Thank you.
Yeah, the Giants get booed off their own field. They're probably better being on the road.
That's a good point.
If we're being honest, they booed off the field.
They won't throw trash at Joe Judge.
No. No.
Jerry World. That's a great point.
Texas says, who is more likely to get married first, Entz or Grossman?
Entz, because Entz is like 40.
Oh my God.
Texas says, will Strebel go sit with his kids if they go on a date?
No, I won't. They'll go on their own dates. I'm not going to hover at dates. That's not going to happen.
Oh, man.
No.
Texas says, Rig showing him the friend zone early.
No, they're in fourth grade.
I don't know. That's like eighth grade now. Everything's
isn't everything time two now?
Like what I knew in eighth grade, isn't that what Kellen knows in the fourth grade?
No.
That's how I feel like that's the you know.
That's not the case. It's not.
Texas says, be your friend was Jim's advice to Michael about Holly. He was in the friend zone for years after that.
He's in fourth grade. They aren't adults. He's not even in middle school.
Well, they're not close
to
adults.
He's in fourth grade.
Yeah, they're not close to adults.
No, I don't understand this conversation.
Middle school's fifth grade, right? So next
yes,
year?
Yes, yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Well, is it fifth grade or sixth grade?
For me, it was sixth grade.
It depends on the school. There's some schools that have fifth through eighth grade as the middle school.
Gotcha.
But the majority have.
That's what I was in New York.
Yeah, see, a lot of those schools do that, but their majority is.
But here it's sixth grade.
It's sixth grade, yeah. Sixth to eighth grade is middle school. Yeah, majority.
Texas says, guys, I'm legit worried about Crean this weekend.
He's going to be fine.
I'm not. He's going to have tequila shots and have awkward eye contact with bridesmaids. I really am ornery about this entire thing.
You are.
Yeah, you said you were on one today. Is there anything you want to get off your chest?
No, I'm just taking pot shots of Crean.
Okay, well, there we go.
Fair. All right. Yeah. And Ince, I mean.
Yeah, we're giving you a chance to
it's all love for Ince. I just think Ince is funny. It's a character. He's a character. He's
a character.
I like it. Don't get me wrong. I like Crean, too. I'm just mad at Crean.
Yeah, well. You want to be with those bridesmaids in Mexico doing tequila shots. I see you process. I know what you want to be doing.
Who doesn't want to be with bridesmaids
right.
in Texas or Mexico with tequila shots?
Yeah, I mean, everybody would.
That sounds like a fun time.
Crean's going to, like, twist his ankle or something, and they're going to have to, like he's going to be limping. They're going to have to carry him back.
I am a little worried because we haven't heard from him.
He strikes me as somebody that's oddly light on their feet.
No, he did. No, he texted me today.
Oh, he did text you today. Oh.
He texted me today. Hang on. What did Jack Grossman text me today? So he is alive as
okay,
of right now.
The last conversation I had with Crean, he just sent us a picture of a champagne glass filled at like 11:15 a.m.
So,
what, is he Stillman's girlfriend?
So Finnessy. Today.
Oh, Rob Finnessy.
Today was Indiana's day at Big Ten Media Day.
Oh, was it? Okay, big
so
day
Trace
for
Jackson
Woodson.
Davis was there.
Yeah.
And Rob Finnessy was there.
Well, Miller Kopp should have been there.
And Finnessy was all dressed up. He looked good. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, he looked great. Had like a, I think it was like a white suit, then with like red shoes.
Whoa.
Maybe something like that.
How about that?
Rob Finnessy looked good. And
they
asked him about it. And Trace Jackson Davis says he looks like he's about to go number one in the NBA draft.
Why do you got to do that? Why did TJD have to do that? That's his teammate. That's supposed to be who goes to battle with. You know,
yeah,
that's like,
and he throws him under the bus because Rob Finnessy's slow.
You know what that reminds me of when Tyler Thompson or whomever it was.
Oh no, what did Tyler Thompson do?
Asked Nate Sosina about draft day.
Oh, process. I'll never forget that.
That reminds me.
I've never felt sadder in my life. Like, yo, Nate Sestina's not going to the NBA, dude.
Yeah. They're like,
hey, what do you think? What are you going to be doing for the NBA draft? It's like, yo, bro.
It's like, how are you?
Settle.
It was like, how are you preparing for
that's
the NBA
so mean.
Draft?
It's so mean.
And I got mad at them for doing that to him.
You did. You crushed KSR.
I did. I crushed him. Like, don't ask him
then
that
you wanted,
question.
Didn't you want Mitch to scrub the podcast? Wasn't that what happened? Did you want that?
No.
By the way, Mitch tweeted out a doozy today.
Oh, did he?
Oh, best fans in America, BS.
Oh,
you didn't see this?
No, I didn't see this. Mitch has been
so... Oh, it was
so
gross.
His team's not playing anymore. They're
if
done.
If you truly believe that, go to the top of Busch Stadium and walk a little far, and you know what I mean, fall off the side.
Yeah, thank you for a terrible joke and then explaining the terrible joke.
I want it known.
What was that? It wasn't a good joke.
I don't know what the line is. I'm never sure what the line is with these things.
Walking off the ledge of Busch Stadium.
I just laughed because it's so mean.
That's really creative.
I don't know what the line is with these things.
Bobby the Brain.
Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Yes.
I can't find
greatest
it now.
Greatest manager of all time.
But it is basically like, you're the best fans ever and all that nonsense.
Oh.
And he retweeted it or something
and
like that.
You know, if I would have done that.
Most watched, Cardinals. It was some BS that he tweeted.
If I would have done that, he'd
I would have crushed you.
Puking. He'd send me the little vomit emoji. Kentucky fans make me want to puke. And he does that. Oh, Cardinals. That's why I just leave Mitch alone. I don't even start with Mitch. He comes in. He tries to throw haymakers at me. I just leave it alone. Like, I'm not getting started with you today, bro.
What do you think the storylines are for Louisville and Kentucky win and loss? Win and losing. If they win, what is it? If they lose, what is it?
For me, if Louisville wins, that it doesn't save their season, but it makes their season legitimate. I think it legitimizes the season for Louisville.
I'm being told that Jason Entz bet against Jamaica or bet against the U.S. last night.
Oh, he did?
It was either Entz or Mitch. I don't know which one. I'm finding out right now.
Oh, yeah, we need
someone
to know.
Someone bet against the Americans.
Because Entz was getting all excited about, was it Pepe?
Poppy.
Is it Poppy?
I think
it's Pepe.
Who's Pepe?
Pepe's the guy, the 18-year-old striker that they're all excited about. Is that right?
Is it Pepe or Pepe?
It's P-E-P-I. I don't know.
Process, do you have any idea?
You have any idea, Process?
Is it Pepe?
I don't know. I don't watch soccer.
Pepe?
Who was it? Collins.
It's Pepe.
Is it Pepe?
Because he and Dalton Pence were losing their minds over Pepe.
I would love for Dalton Pence and Jason Entz to do a podcast.
I would love a U.S. Men's National Team podcast.
They do an hour podcast, and then it gets erased.
Deleted.
It gets deleted. It just says podcast deleted.
It's like, what?
You have to watch it. You have to listen to it. You know, you only get a few minutes. It's like the exploding message that Tom Cruise gets on Mission Impossible. He only has 30 seconds to take the mission. That's all you get.
It self-destructs.
That's all you get before it self-destructs and it gets erased.
All you get is I love
Peppy. That's all you get.
And it stops.
You get an incorrect soccer bet, and then you get a deleted tweet. That's all you get.
Like, imagine this. Last night, there were actual people watching that and not watching football. Can you believe? I mean, it's like getting pumped up about it and like tweeting about it. Like, what are you doing?
You know who wasn't?
Who?
Biscuit.
What was Biscuit doing?
Biscuit didn't tweet about soccer once last night.
Wow.
Something's going on.
Has he discarded
the
soccer
team? I'm pretty sure the WNBA playoffs are on. Maybe that's what he was doing.
That's actually probably what he was doing.
I know.
I think Dana Evans played last night.
Yeah, I think Process is right.
Process in his effort to be an S may have also been correct.
He may have cracked the code.
Yeah, he may have cracked the code while being an AH.
By the way,
I need one more run for my over to hit here.
Yeah,
these same game parlays on DraftKings, oh, they're dangerous. I'm same game parlaying my bleep off all over.
Wow,
baseball, football, doesn't matter.
But you're looking good. I mean, you're
I'm looking good.
It's
no,
gonna happen.
I'm looking
they're
very
not gonna,
good.
Yeah, they're not going to end in a tie.
Well, I have that. Then I have a same game parlay. I got multiple things.
Well, you have multiple things going on right now.
There's always day baseball.
Yeah,
that's what Bobby V said.
Yeah, well, there
and
is.
That's what we're going.
There
with.
Is for another month.
I am a believer, and we'll get more into this on the other end. Louisville football, I don't even – man, I tell you, the next 2 weeks around here, if they were to lose, it's just going to be an interesting conversation. Louisville needs to win this game badly.
Yeah.
Badly.
Yeah.
I mean, Louisville really needs to win this game, or the goodwill that they had built up is going to be in a rough spot, and if they lose this game, you got to feel like the defensive numbers continue to go down.
Just in the toilet.
Yeah, you got to continue to not have the confidence that's there, specifically the defensive line, and there are injuries there, and we know that in depth, Louisville doesn't have depth. And we know it's taken Stoops damn near a decade to get to where they can do what they did against Florida. A win, they're back on track, and they need to win the Boston College game as well. And as for Kentucky, and we'll do more of this in the 5 o'clock hour, for me, a win is nationally going to continue to cement that Kentucky is a team to be talked about, and there's going to be a lot of pub going into that Georgia game, especially if JT Daniels cannot play. And I don't know where his status is. And they can beat pretty much anyone on their schedule without him.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Would be my guess, including Kentucky. They could beat him. They beat him with this other quarterback before.
Stetson Bennett,
Stetson Bennett the fourth or
they
whatever
last
he is.
Year with Stetson Bennett, yeah.
If they lose... And poor Process is going to be stuck in the middle of this on the Diener Show.
Oh.
If Kentucky loses nationally, it's not going to resonate. Stoops is still going to get love. The Georgia game is not going to count. That's my prediction. But locally, it's Kentucky fans better get ready.
It's
going to be the Florida where they bombs. It's going to go down. Did Dan Mullen choked? It's going to be all the things that we haven't really talked that much about this week. They're 5-0.
They're building up. They're on borrowed time.
And then BBN, and watch for this, is going to come over the hill with, if you would have told me that we were going to be 5-1 When's the last time Kentucky football could complain about being 5-1?
Right.
I can hear those conversations right now.
Or like I was saying Monday, like you pick Kentucky to go 1-2 in that 3-game stretch. That'll also be a part of that conversation.
Absolutely.
Like, well, we just wanted one out of these three, and they got the one. They got it early. But, no, I that's what I was saying earlier. I think if Kentucky does lose, that'll be the story. Is going to be, you know, Florida bleeped it up. It's more about what Florida didn't do against Kentucky than what Kentucky did against Florida. At least locally. Like you said, nationally, I still think there'll be a lot of love there.
Oh, yeah.
But no, locally,
not as much, but a lot still.
It'll be Florida stinks. Kentucky lucked into that one.
Yep.
Florida blew it. And for Louisville, if they lose, it's back to...
Well, Kentucky's going to be two losses going into a bye as well.
Well, that's dangerous.
That's
dangerous. If they lose two games in a row going to that bye, and then the next game is at Mississippi State, that's
Kentucky
dangerous.
Expectations have changed. This is a game you win now. Yeah,
yeah
before
I'm with
the
you.
Season, it was get one of the three. But that's because before the season, you guys didn't really believe they had a chance to win 10 games.
So no.
Some of you said it to say it, but you didn't believe it. You said it to be a blowhard. Yeah, to be a blowhard. That's all that it was.
Yeah, it was,
which is totally fine, but you didn't believe it.
No, I'm with you. I don't know, other than Daryl Bird.
The Bird.
Birdman. That actually believe Kentucky would win 10 games. I really don't. I know people that have said it, but then behind the scenes they're like, I don't know. But I mean, they'll say it, but you're exactly right. They wouldn't in their heart, they knew it wasn't going to happen. But if you beat LSU, that talk is legitimate and on the table.
Texas says, serious question, when did Mikey become Bobby?
That's a great question.
I don't know. Dennis was feeling himself one day, and that's what they dawned me Bobby.
Is it because,
like, you know, I just need you to reflect on something right now.
Go ahead.
No matter if you're in radio, not in radio, like whatever you do with your life.
In the future.
There are going to be these months or years or whatever it is. They're like, you're like buddies with Dan Issel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's an odd thing.
It's a very strange
but
thing.
How cool is it?
It's cool. It's just
he doesn't care.
I do care. He's a Naismith Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but you had no idea who he was.
No, I absolutely knew who he was. He's one of the greatest Denver Nuggets of all time. I knew exactly who Dan Issel was.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yes, did.
No, when Dan Issel walked in, you didn't know him by face, though. Because when Dan Issel
because every picture I've ever seen of Dan
Issel
was a dude with no teeth.
Huh?
Every picture I've ever seen of Dan Issel was without teeth up to that point. You've never seen a picture of young Dan Issel? He has no front teeth.
I don't know what to say. Help me here, Streamer.
I have no idea what to say to this. Well, I will go the other way.
Every picture I've seen of Dan Issel is a dude who's, like, in his 30s and has no front teeth. So I was expecting to see an old guy with no front teeth.
I've only seen him...
Okay, I mean, I am seeing a couple pictures here with him with no teeth. But, I mean, there's several pictures of him with teeth.
Yeah.
But I do see what you mean. I need to find out how many years Issel went without front teeth. It's a great question.
And did he get him knocked out, like, playing, you know, going hard in the paint?
No, he got him knocked out when he was in high school. Like, he was looking at colleges and he didn't have teeth.
Really?
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
I'm looking at NBA pictures of him without teeth, or Colonel's pictures of him without teeth.
So he didn't have teeth all through college and into the ABA.
Yeah, he said I would pop him in when I would, you know, walk around in my street clothes when I was playing. I'd pop him out.
Oh well, there you go.
How about that?
Hey, you know what? Shame on us.
Yeah,
for going after Process.
He was right.
Because Process knows what he's talking about here. The big one of the biggest problems I have in this country is expertise means nothing.
Yeah.
Whether it be science or whatever, it doesn't
politics
matter. Yeah,
or
just expertise.
Whatever.
Well, you don't have to be an expert
to do whatever. Yeah.
You just lie. You'd be a liar. Well, you're an expert liar.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I'll give you the update on Locke after the break.
Oh, speaking of liars, yeah.
Well, but I mean,
good for Process
has expertise here.
He does. He's Dan Issel's
friend.
He hangs
out with Dan Issel. He would know that.
Yeah.
And we poo-pooed him away.
We did. We look bad here.
I was stunned. I just didn't know what he was talking about.
I didn't either, but good on you, Process. I mean, is this something you're going to tell, like, your grandkids about one day?
Yeah,
like,
that I explained to an NBA Hall of Famer how to play fantasy football is probably one of the main things. Oh, that and Lamar Jackson cartwheels. He hated that.
Those are great moments for you. I mean, thank goodness for you that Crean got this gig, and you slid right in, and now you're buddies with Dan Issel.
How about that?
How about that? How the world turns.
Grossman, I don't think he likes that.
I don't think he likes that trade now.
I listened to Grossman talking to Greer about Field of 68 stuff the other day.
Oh, did you?
I mean, it's the opposite of our conversations, I'll say that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're going deep into X's and O's, hedging the screen. Absolutely.
Texas says, expertise. Texas says, okay, process, a little knowledge on a Friday.
Yeah, how
Texas
about
Texas says, process is a fraud. No way he knew who Dan Issel was before knowing him.
No, I absolutely knew who Dan Issel was before knowing him.
I believe process now. I do. He just dropped the knowledge bomb on us.
A knowledge
process.
Bomb.
Yes, I believe process.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
I don't say that often, but I'm kidding. Process.
You never say that.
That's true. Yeah,
especially to anyone behind the board. You never say that. You're mean and ugly.
I am not.
Let's take a break. 5 o'clock hour. Locke is mad. We explain why next. All right, DraftKings, we love DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and they have a Week 5 offer every football fan needs to jump on right now. New customers can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. Now, the last 0-0 tie in the NFL was in 1943, so this is pretty much a no-brainer. DraftKings customers, you guys also get skin in the game with new same-game parlays. Love me some same-game parlays. You can combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you win. It's all safe, secure, and reliable. So download right now the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use our promo code WHBE when you bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code WHBE this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You must be 21 or older, Indiana only, new customers only. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.